This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord, may the words on our lips, the meditations of our hearts, always be acceptable unto you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Congratulations. Today's your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. The wisdom of Dr. Seuss. We are, in a sense, off on our way. As we have now officially begun the season we call summer, as we have concluded our vacation church camp, as people start to depart on their vacations, and in the church year, we now return to the season after Pentecost, and now we move to the color of green. And we will have these umpteen weeks after Pentecost now, up until we start to think about Christmas and the season of Advent. Well, one of my favorite creatures of all time is Kermit. People come in my office and say, "You have too many Kermits in your office. You can never have too many Kermits." Kermit sings a song. It's not easy being green. And I think that is a very good jumping off point for us as we consider this season of green that we now begin. We can consider this a drudgery, or we can consider this time a blessing. And in light of the gospel that Jesus speaks today, I would like to posit the idea that this can really be a blessing for us. Jesus talks about welcoming. You know, we consider ourselves to be a welcoming church community. I think we consider it to be a charism at St. Joseph's. And the good news is, welcoming people can be an easy thing. Just be nice to people. Go out of yourself a little bit. But there is this other side of it that perhaps we need to consider. Remember some time ago we talked about the golden rule? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Marie Putnam had this Art Linkletter thing she showed me after the last service, and she said one of the kids had said, "Do unto others before they do one to you." Well, remember, we took the golden rule and we moved it to the platinum rule, which we need to consider when we're talking about welcoming. And this applies not only to us here in our church community, but far beyond there. And the platinum rule is, do unto others as they would have you do unto them. There's a big difference there. It's not about us thinking about the way we would want it, but trying to put ourselves into the shoes and heart of that other person and the way that they would want to be welcomed. It's about moving more out of ourselves. Is this not what Jesus does constantly in his ministry? In this gospel today, we have the conclusion of the 10th chapter of Matthew. It is known as Jesus' instruction to his disciples. He is taking those 12 disciples, the closest ones, and he's getting ready to send them out. They are now going to become apostles. And throughout this 10th chapter of Matthew, he gives them instructions as to what to expect, what they're supposed to do, and what's going to happen as a result. There's good things, there's bad things. Some people aren't going to receive you. Some people are going to be upset with you. There's going to be suffering. But there's going to be incredible blessings and miracles as well. So, If Jesus is giving instructions to them, just like we might be given instructions because I'm sending you out now and you're going to do this work, the last words that you give to somebody would probably be pretty important that they'd want you to remember. So what does Jesus do? He starts talking about welcoming. Well, that's a pretty important thing then, isn't it? And he talks about doing little things. Even if you give a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, you will not go without your reward. So perhaps as we enter into this season of green that's going to go for a long time, maybe we need to think about the little ways in which we are called to be Christ's apostles. You know, Mother Teresa is so famous for those lines she repeated so many times. It's not about doing great things. It's about doing a million little things with love. That's what we're called to do. Not just in this church community, but as God sends us out. I was doing my research on this sermon, and so I went to one of my favorite places for doing my sermon research. It's called The Boys. And if you've never been there and don't understand that, just drive down there today, and believe me, you'll come back with at least three sermons that I can give for the next 3 weeks. So I go down there, and I always park as far away as I can because I don't want to deal with all the, you know what, you're going to have to deal with fighting over a parking spot. And I'm finished, and I'm starting to pull out, and I'm in that line of cars that are waiting to get to make the right turn back onto Atlantic. And if you've ever been in that line of cars, you do not want to stall or do anything, but when it turns green, you go, because if you don't, you're going to hear words you don't want to hear. Well, this is where I was. I look to my left while the light is red, and I see a lady come out of The Boys, and she's loaded with those plastic shopping bags with her fruits and vegetables. She had abandoned her cart, and I guess she thought she could carry all this stuff, but obviously she couldn't. And she dropped it. And the fruits and the vegetables are rolling around the parking lot at The Boys. And if you've been there, you know what that's like. People are coming in with their carts. People are going out with their carts. And I watch in that just maybe half a minute, not one single person is stopping to help this poor lady. Save for this one guy. This one man, an old man, with his walker, sees what's going on, and he shuffles over to where the closest fruits and vegetables are in the ground, puts his walker aside, and starts picking up the fruits and vegetables for this lady. Little things with love. Now, in that minute that I'm observing this, I'm thinking, what an impact that had to have had on that lady. What an impact it had to have had on that man who chose to stop to help. But what an impact it had on every single person who was walking by or driving by who could not miss to see what was going on there. And in that minute, in that decision that he made, what an incredible impact he had on so many people. It was a metaphorical way of giving a cup of cold water. So, this is what we are called to do. This is what we are called to be. So, how do we make this drudgery of these green days turn into blessings as God sends us out? Let me offer this, give you a little challenge. This week, every day when you get up, ask God, make me a blessing today for someone, God. Give me that opportunity to give a cup of cold water, whether literally or metaphorically, to somebody. Those ideas and those things will come to us as the day goes on. It might just be a smile to a harried cashier at a register at Publix. It might be helping somebody who's dropped their groceries on the ground. But if we intentionally are asking God to let us be a blessing to people, God is going to give us those opportunities to be such. So we start our day with that. I challenge you to do that. and I guarantee you, you will have more blessings than you thought you ever could have. But then at the end of your day, before you hit your head hits your pillow to go to sleep, spend a moment or two and just not only thanking God for the blessings of your day, but at the same time, thank God for the ways in which you were able to be a blessing. With that intentionality, with that creativity working with God, the welcoming and the cups of cold water are going to overflow. Maybe this is why Jesus ended that discourse this way. He knew that the tremendous opportunities were not in these huge conversions and miracles, but those huge conversions and miracles, the seeds were going to be planted in the little things we do for other people. I heard this wonderful story of a rabbi. And the rabbi had collected a group of holy men, and they were going to develop this great community of prayer and holiness as they waited for the Messiah to come. Well, as time went on, these men bicker, fight, they don't get along whatsoever. The rabbi throws his hands up in the air and doesn't know what to do. So he goes and he meditates and prays, and God inspires him. He calls all of these holy men together, and as soon as they are gathered, the rabbi starts to cry. And he says, God has told me I must leave you. But there is good news. God has also told me that the Messiah is amongst you. And with that, he leaves. The men sit there for a minute in silence, and then they realize, if one of us is the Messiah, and I don't know which one, I better start treating all of these men with compassion. And so in the days and the weeks and the months to come, this bickering group of men transforms into this incredible group of people, compassionate and loving and concerned and giving blessings one to another in such a way that other men begin to be drawn to this community because they see that these men have something that they want. And they realize, finally, what the rabbi was up to. Perhaps it's a parable for our church. Perhaps it's a parable of Christianity. The blessings are there for us to give, and who knows in whose face the Messiah might be found. Don't treat this green time as drudgery. Treat it as an opportunity to see God's blessings, to experience God's blessings, to be God's blessings to others. Amen.